Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, welcome everybody. I am James Esterline, your host of Stand Up for News. This is a Hollywood Connection special Stand Up for News. We're back. They asked us to come back, and here we are, Season 2, Episode 1. I have a new crew with me. I'd like to introduce them. This is Captain Jim Marvin.
Ahoy, everyone.
He's a very funny stand-up comedian. We'll get to a short interview with him in a minute. And this is Robin Savage, very, very funny comedian as well. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. Great to be here.
We have a guest, Gabriel Rogers. He's not in the room yet, in the studio. He's coming. He's outside.
And then, Russell, of course, on the phone.
We have somebody on the phone. Hang on. We also have the artist known as Christopher Wright, the Starlight Collector. Are you guys ready? Oh, wait. Our other co-host is on the phone. What do you have, work at the Parrot? This is Russell X Mania is on the phone.
Nice.
Say hello, Russell.
Hey.
Welcome back to the show, Season 2. You finished the season with me last year, a few episodes, helping me plug the heck out of it. All right, Christopher Wright, what do you think? Stand up for news. Right. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. What do you stand up to? Well, stand up for news. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
Stand up for news. Oh, man, we are stand-up comics. And now we know everybody doesn't like watching or listening to the news, so this is how the comics do the news. Stand up for news, that's the joke of the day whistle for you. We will get to that. I got a little one from last year that I want to tell that I never told on the air yet. All right, well, first of all, let's get to know. I'm going to go in a circle, like I said. Let's get to know our co-host, Robin Savage. Welcome. How long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
I've been doing stand-up comedy for a while. I started in 2006, took a break in 2016, and then for the last year, year and a half, I've just been just trying to smash it and just go at it.
You have been hosting rooms?
I have.
I've been to one of them. I thought it was really cool. Lounge-style room, couches everywhere, lounge chairs.
Not
like outdoor, like big leather chairs.
Yeah, it's like a French Sinatra chair. Met 7-Eleven. It's called a Smoke District, because they've got mahogany. Smoke District at West Chase. They have mahogany, but then they still have the Delta 8 stuff. You could have a whole cigar room. So it's pretty cool, but
they
it's
a big
very
humidor
eclectic.
Too, right?
That's
a humidor. They have a cigar. Is it that kind of smoke? Cigar smokes?
Yeah, they have almost everything. They have cigars. They have hookahs. I think it's even just a good old fashioned cigarette
and
you could
Delta
smoke
8
there.
And Delta 9.
Yes, and then they also have like a full liquor bar too. So yeah,
I'm gonna take this silly hat off. They had a full liquor bar too. I thought it was a lot of fun. So what was your first set like?
My first set was absolutely horrible. I had a 3-minute set, and I really only had one joke in the 3-minute set, and it probably didn't have a punchline to it, and I was so nervous after the 3 minutes when I got off the stage. My mouth was dry, like down to my throat. Like, that's how nervous I was. I got zero laughs, but you know what?
Zero.
Zero. Man. Yeah, I just kept on.
See, I did the thing that most people do. They bring a bunch of people. I brought like 12 people, and everybody laughed. Even some of the comics laughed, I noticed. So I was like, I'm going to stick to this, and then start going up, and I'm dealing with what you just described after a couple times my first year. More than a couple. So where is your favorite place to perform?
My favorite place to perform in Tampa Bay, probably Side Splitters. They have a new room now. I like the old room, but the new room's like in this theater, like a movie theater, and you do comedy right in front of the giant screen.
Wesley Chapel Side Splitters. I've gone to that open mic. Yeah. Love it. Always killed there.
It's an absolute hoot. I got the honor of hosting there a couple of days right before the end of the year, and I also like their big room. It's good, and I mean, the improv's awesome too.
Give it up for BT for having the best mic, and basically they won Best of the Bay all the time for best open mic, best comedy club.
I was going to say, yeah, he gets
Thomas,
the best comedy club.
Thompson,
yeah.
Is it? Thomas. Thompson,
I think.
And then, let's get a... What's your favorite set you ever had? Where'd you perform your best set ever?
My favorite set I ever had. Where was it at?
Yeah.
It was like three or four new times on the mic after I did terrible and I kept cracking at it. It was either my third or fourth time at the mic. And actually, it was at Artie Fletcher. He used to have this place called like My Big Fat Greek Wedding or Big Fat Greek Restaurant. Big Fat Greek Restaurant. And absolutely no one was paying attention.
Artie Fletcher, the guy from... He's been doing New York comedy 30-some plus years in the business, travel the world. I'll get to talking about him later. But, we got news that has to do with Artie.
Yeah, but there was an open mic there. Absolutely no one was paying attention. And it was just like people were bombing and bombing and bombing. And I went up there, and no one was paying attention. And then the longer I went, they got quiet, and they started paying attention. And then after that, they started laughing. And that might have been the best feeling in the world.
You hooked them, right.
I hooked them, yeah.
Top.
Thank you, my friend.
So, last question. What's the worst set you ever had? I know you don't want to answer it. I didn't want somebody asked me. Scott asked me, I think it was.
I've had so many bad sets. There was a really fun...
The worst feeling you ever had at getting off stage?
I was just telling this story the other day. I did a set one time at a nudist resort in Land O'Lakes, and they were kind of known for being swingers, but I didn't know that they didn't want to be acknowledged for it. So right off the bat, I like did a swinger joke, and it was just crickets. When I got off stage, yeah, they were not happy with me. But that's probably the worst set.
I've had some sets where I'm like, I'm just taking this to the Skyway right now, right after I'm getting on the Skyway after I leave this place.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so Captain Jim.
Hey.
Captain Jim Marvin.
Hey there, James.
Welcome to the Stand Up For News. You're our new co-host as well. So when did you start stand-up comedy? How long ago was that?
Not that long ago. Just last year, actually.
1 year in?
Yeah.
Just, you're doing well.
Jumped in on some open mics, took a couple of classes with some other budding comics.
Right.
Been, you know, heading out there, having fun, writing lots of jokes.
Did you take school at?
Actually took a few... weekly classes over at the Spitfire Comedy House.
Spitfire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you get your grade 10? I'm just kidding, man. I heard who was your teacher? Like Dylan?
Dylan, yeah.
Nice.
I can't say enough good things about Dylan. Very, very smart. Very great. Very good feedback.
I was going to take the class. It's my first day.
Whoops.
Jesus Christ.
It's the first day, James.
All right, so Jim. It's my first day.
Whoops.
Jesus Christ.
It's the first day, James.
All right, so Jim. Where's your favorite place to perform?
Actually, one of the my favorite local spots is If I Brewed the World Brewery in St. Petersburg along First Avenue South. They do a just, you know, very nice, casual, intimate set there, right there in the main bar room. And, you know, if it's pretty laid back, so if there's not a lot of comics showing up, you know, you can get 10 minutes or, you know, whenever the host feels like honking you off. Stage.
I know the host.
Drew.
Drew.
You know what?
Drew Hicks.
Okay. Yes. Definitely. You know, great,
I went
great
there
spot.
Once, and then their host wasn't there or anything, and it didn't start on time, and the people that were there left. So I left, right? And then I went to another mic, Blueberry Patch. Got last on the list. I'm like, well, I can go to this other mic. So I fly up to a Seminole to. What's that one? Dharma Lounge. And they canceled theirs right before I got there. So I fly back to Blueberry Patch and missed my spot. Then I cruise back to All Brew of the World and they were done. And there was a big crowd there. I'm like, I'm stupid. I should have stayed put.
That's what happens when you try to chase down open mics.
What's the best set you ever had? Yeah, I was on my motorcycle too. Put like 60 miles on it trying to get it stage time.
A Batman riding around Gotham looking for those stages.
I must do comedy.
Your cape's flying behind you.
Where's the best set? Where's the best set you ever had?
Barcelona.
What room was it at?
Barcelona, Spain, the Comedy Cellar down there.
Wow. Nice.
I went up without really any idea of what I was going to do. And then later on, they had this game show, Drink, Drank, Drunk, where they give, you know, you get a shot. You talk about a topic with somebody else, and it was just a blast. It was just a blast being with those folks, and just really had a great time.
That's awesome. I'm not going to ask you where your worst set is after a great story like that. Like, where's your crappiest set you ever done?
You're a grown man crying on the radio.
The artist known as Christopher Wright, also our reporter on Gay News or Chris's Gay News. Welcome back! We had so much fun last year, you and me.
That was so good, man.
Oh, man.
Last year was such a great
show. I got a good thing for you to read about Rick Scott.
Senator Skeletor?
I want you to take a few minutes to say whatever you want to plug about the Professor Jay events and my buddy and my sidekicks. And then I want you to play a jam for us, and then we'll get into standing up for the news and tell some news.
Sure. No, I appreciate that so much.
The mic is yours right now, bud.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's so good to be back on the radio with you guys. Last year was so much fun. And, yeah, as James said, I'm with Professor Jay Events. If you haven't heard of that before, you can look us up on Facebook. It's PROPH, like PH fresh, like fresh as heck, fat as
PH
heck.
PH as in doctor.
Yeah, dude. Right? Or PH like PhD, yeah. But we
don't call him Mr. Jay because he didn't go to professor school.
Right, for nothing.
Yeah. Mr. J.
Exactly.
It's like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, so we do shows all over the Tampa Bay area. We're mostly on the St. Pete Clearwater side.
Dr. Pepper
side,
didn't go to doctor school to be called Mr. Pepper is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And we're doing a show tonight down in Gulfport at this little lovely little place called Tiki Tavern. We have a karaoke that we're doing actually literally right now. It's going till 11 p.m. So if you want to join us down there tonight, you can. But then later in the week on Saturday, we'll be at Java Cava.
I appreciate you for skipping that, by the way. You did set up the place, but I appreciate you being here for us to miss your other shows.
Well, it's not like I'm going to totally miss. I'm heading right back down there after this because it's always a good time. So yeah.
And where are we heading after this, Robin, real quick?
Oh, there's an open mic at a place called Jollyman's, which is off of Belcher and 60.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Chris.
So then we'll also be doing our regular open mics that we do because we do a whole bunch of different events. On Saturday at Java Cava, this Sunday, we'll be downtown St. Pete at Steep Station, this lovely little place doing our jam night. So if you want to get down on an open jam, we do that kind of stuff too. Plus, a brand new open mic we're starting in March. So
that's a cool room.
What's that?
I was the very first feature at their open mic.
That's right. Yeah. And then we actually have a brand new open mic we're starting up in Largo at this place called Royal Vapor. It's a mixed mic at this place called Royal Vapor. It's starting March 3rd on Friday. I think we're starting it at a little early for that one. I think we're shooting for like 4 to 7 or like 5 to 8 p.m. So it'll be a slightly earlier mic than we normally do, but it should be a good time. So definitely check that out. So yeah, so we have enough time to do a song real quick.
I want to hear a song. I haven't heard you play a guitar and 2 weeks.
Lord knows
3 weeks.
Right? It's
been, that drives me crazy.
It's been too long, right?
It used to be daily sometimes.
Let's not get too crazy with this.
Alright, yeah, hopefully you can hear this. So, this is a little song that I've been bringing back to my open mic performances. It's a thing by one of my favorite bands called Kings of Leon. It's a song called, The Runner. Hope you like this. Thank you.
job, Christopher Wright.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks. We're running out of time here. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. It's good to be back on the radio, man. Season 2, Stand Up for News. So exciting.
We got about 10 minutes left, so it's time to get to some news stories, and then we're going to get to our guest, and he's going to finish with a song as well. Gabriel Rogers is here with us. We did introduce you, but you were outside. All right, ready? I'm going to start with the news, and then we'll go around to Robin, then Jim. Here we are. These are important stories you need to know about. A loose cow in California smashes into a Tesla, breaks the windshield, and then poops on the hood last week. The video went viral. Rosie O'Donnell is fine, though. She's safe at home chewing her cud in her stall right now. When asked, Elon Musk said she probably has some beef, and this is bullcrap. Robin, hit me.
Mitt Romney reportedly called George Santos a sick puppy at this week's State of the Union address. Afterwards, Romney crated Santos and put him on the roof of his car for a family vacation.
Jim?
President Biden visited Tampa today. He decided to forego his usual stump speech and instead played a round of shuffleboard in South Tampa, bet on a cockfight in Ybor City, had dinner at 4 in the afternoon at a Village Inn on Dale Mabry, and was in bed by 6. Yes, Mr. President, that's why we love it here. I'm not even 50 yet, and that describes my typical day in Florida.
All right, the Chinese spy balloon goes over the entire nation. You guys heard about this?
Yeah.
It went from one end of the country to the other, spying all over us. And then when it got on the other side of the country there, they shot it down with a missile. I suggested that they save their missiles, you know, not waste any missiles, and just launch Courtney Love at it with a slingshot, and one of her needles could just pop it. Oh, Chris, I got to tell this one real quick. Two otters were wrestling, and the video goes viral on social media last week. That's the cutest thing I ever saw. Hey, Chris, I didn't know you did videos that weren't on Pornhub. You're an otter, right?
The Swedish government moves to get rid of permits needed for dancing. When asked for comment, Kevin Bacon said, "Well, I guess my work here is done."
So, the U.S. military waited to shoot down a suspected spy balloon until it was off the coast of South Carolina in fears that falling debris would cause injuries on the ground. But apparently, they weren't thinking about me. I sail those waters frequently. I've got enough to think about out there without worrying about things getting shot down on top of my boat. You know, when they say to put a balloon over your seamen, I don't think this is what they meant.
Ha!
That happened to me once.
Joke of the day whistle. Good one, Jim. Bring it
That happened to me once.
All right, here's another one for you. Three rappers that went missing in Detroit found last week in an abandoned building were found deceased. Did you hear about that? Yeah, they were found with many rolls of tape and many rolls of paper, and they had a bunch of empty boxes around them. They suspect the shooter took the presents after killing the rappers. All right, Russell, you got a news story for us?
I don't really have anything, a news story. Just I have a couple of new open mics that are going to be starting soon.
Oh, heck yeah. And we had one at Zoe's, man. You killed it.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, Zoe's, the next one will be on March 1st. And I'm going to be doing something in Gulfport. I can't really say yet. I'm meeting him on Monday. And so I'm going to be starting a new open mic and possibly more there. And after doing a show in Orlando at the Savoy, it's a possibility that I might be getting a drag brunch there.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah, man. Nice. All right. We're running out of time, kind of. I want to talk to Gabriel real quick because he drove all this way. He is a performer I met at an open mic. He's an amazing guitar player. Gabriel Rogers, where are you from now, bud?
Riverview?
Okay. That is a hall. And you've been playing guitar for how long? You started playing guitar and performing for how long?
About
11 years.
And you like metal music, right?
I like all sorts of music. But
I like metal music, and I heard you playing it, so I asked you to come on down and play a song for us. So I did want to tell a lot of jokes, so did Robin. And we got a crunch time here, though, so I want to hear a jam while we got time. And you want to give a shout-out to somebody, go right ahead.
Hi, little bro. Hi, Michael. Hi, Terrence.
Aww. Aww.
Those are your brothers?
Those are my friends, my brother, and, you know, just followers of my, you know, my... Hi, Livia. Hi, Luna. Hi, Leon.
All right. Well, you got the mic now for the next 4 minutes.
Let's do this.
Have at it, bud. Said you wanted to read a joke. Here's your joke. Go ahead. That's the one you picked.
Several lesbian bars closed last year, leaving a record low of 21 lesbian bars in the nation. Don't worry, ladies. There's still plenty of places to eat out.
No.
Chris, your turn. Read that one. We only got a minute left.
Skull and... Oh, here, you pass the mic.
Skull and Bones Secret Society is being sued by Rick Scott for using his likeness as their logo.
Marjorie Taylor Greene goes viral. The Republican rep from GA, a.k.a. MTG, in her Cruella de Vil fur coat that looked like she hung herself with a dead Bijan Frise tied to a KKK hood. She wore that color, so no one would notice the sprinkles of cocaine during the State of the Union address. Her address actually is 666 Karen Way. Go ahead, Robin, take us away.
Okay, a judge in Wisconsin ruled that people can now sell candy, cake, and cookies without a license. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin chapter of Karens are asking for a repeal.
And you can finish the show with one more, buddy.
A man in London was crushed to death by a hydraulic urinal that trapped him as it retracted below a public sidewalk. Police in London concluded the man was at fault for the incident and that he, quote, got exactly what he peed for.
Oh, right, that's our show. Stand up, Bruce.
Stand up, Bruce.
Stand up for news. WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF